Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We have three amazing interviews for you today. The first one is with Alex from the band called History of Gunpowder. And second, we head down to Rolla Land and we're going to interview two super sparkly girls, Lucy and Carla. Then our final interview is with Victor and he'll be representing the Vancouver Youth Choir. All right, now let's start off the show with a song. Here's Jane Lane with 14 Days right here on CJSF.
Take it with a grain of salt. I stay playing our games after the races, but we don't cross finish lines. You can't think straight without a line. But two more balls will send you flying. I'm pure for you, so you stay out of my bed. Why did you only fuck me in my head? Neighborly stranger, help me make my bed, but won't lay in it. Let me some sugar. Make love so sweet, I think that I'll be sick. I got no patience, and you got no time, so let's get on with it. Let me some sugar, leave a bit of taste in my mouth when you're in.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
And before that important message, we played Neighborhood Stranger by Hoodie Browns. She'll be playing with Jane Lane at the Kingfisher Blues 14th Annual Christmas Party at the Rickshaw, December 19th, 6 p.m., and you can get tickets at eventbrite.ca. 100% of proceeds will be going to 1-800-SUICIDE Crisis Center, BC. All right, next, let's go to our first interview with Alex.
All right, let's just roll with it. Here we go.
Sounds good.
Hello, Alex, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Alex Morrison. I run a band called The History of Gunpowder.
Perfect. And I know nothing about the history of gunpowder, like who created it. You want to give us a little spiel about that?
I created it. I created it a long time ago. It was kind of my first musical project that I could put all my skills into. It was a 6-piece or a 7-piece with a bunch of horns and all this great stuff, and then we went to Montreal and kind of found our footing, and the career kind of started there. But it's I came back here and started a new lineup here, and the lineup sounds great. We got an 8-piece, a 7 or 8-piece depending on the show, and we're working on our fifth studio album. And we have 2 live albums coming out, and we're just going full steam ahead.
Excellent. So you were originally from Montreal?
I'm from Whitehorse, Yukon.
Wow! So, like, what do you find, like, what's up there? Tell me about Yukon.
Well, it's a pretty gorgeous place. I grew up outside of Whitehorse in a place called Wolf Creek. And it's just in the middle of the forest. And I grew up in the middle of the forest. I love it. I miss it. Hopefully I can get back up there. There's lots of kind of nutty Yukon folks up there that still come through my writing quite a bit. I still write about the North a lot.
Now, let's talk about one of your songs.
We just released Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And we released Gasoline Tree, and Gasoline Tree is about Whitehorse, actually.
Okay, so let's talk about, Gasoline
Sure.
Tree.
Gasoline Tree refers to bonfires that my father used to have when I was a child. We had to cut our own wood to keep warm in the winter. So we had a wood-burning stove to keep warm, and used to cut down trees with a chainsaw, and then all of the debris in the middle of the winter, he would put on a big bonfire and have like 20-foot flames and invite all the neighbors over and pour a bunch of gasoline on it and light it on fire. And those bonfires, those parties where everyone got a little loose and there was whiskey being poured and the kids were running around with the dogs and I still have scars from the embers of the bonfires, actually. That imagery kind of runs throughout that song, and it's a juxtaposition between growing up in that environment and where I am now.
Oh, at it before, like I did before. Game on, knees, throw 'em on the floor, throw 'em on the floor. Don't you feel sick? Don't you feel sick? 'Cause I'd cough, shout and sick. Yeah.
This is the newest one, actually. I have all of them. Actually, do you want a little tour of instruments?
Oh, we're gonna get a little tour of the instruments.
Okay,
perfect.
So this is the new. This piano is from 1885. It's a very. It's a Weber. I got this when I moved into this place mm-hmm. from a piano teacher in Surrey. She brought it down from New York where it was made. This is my newest guitar. It has kind of a pickup that someone else threw in there, and it's really hot, so it feeds back. This is a monochord from Vietnam that I brought back from Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And then here, you can come on in here. This is from Bolivia.
Mm.
And it's almost like a uke, a double-stringed like mandolin. This is from Tibet. This is a Tibetan instrument. Called a dramian. It has skin like a banjo, but it's double string and out of tune.
And have you been to like Tibet or?
I was in northern India, so it's a Tibetan instrument, but most Tibetans are in northern India now, obviously. And then there's an oud back there that I bought.
I see that back there.
That
yes.
I bought this in Istanbul.
Oh, wow.
And then I have a bunch of guitars in here as well.
That was an awesome tour. So tell me about Moonshine.
Moonshiner is a cover that I first heard from Bob Dylan, but it is it's an old folk classic. It's a folk standard, and I've been singing it for a long time. And actually, we are just putting out, we will be putting out a live album that we recorded in a church in Cumberland. And we did that song again. We'll be playing it. Most shows we play that song. I play it at every show, actually. It's one of my favorite songs. It's the song I've been singing for the longest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's based off of a cover from Bob Dylan of a folk standard.
And have you tried real moonshine?
Oh, yes. Many times.
I spent all my go to some hollow and I say to my still, if whiskey won't kill me, then I don't know.
Now, we saw that steel guitar, and when I look at that, I think of Dire Straits. Do you play that?
I can play that. But it's also good for blues. You know, it's good for songwriting as well, and you can kind of make it sound Indian or Arabic because it has all the overtones with the resonator discs, and you can do a lot of things that aren't in the traditional bluegrass, blues type of music. You can expand a lot into it. I have another group called the Rumsalt Orchestra, and I play that resonator guitar like all through it, and it's all instrumental music, so you can do a lot with it.
And how did you get into that genre?
The genre of?
Like the blues, like...
Oh, yeah. I've been playing... I started playing blues, so I started playing Blind Willie Johnson, who continues to be... Actually, I was singing some today.
Mm-hmm.
He continues to be kind of my go-to. And it makes sense, the way my voice has turned out, it kind of makes sense that my favorite, you know, singers were Blind Willie Johnson, Tom Waits, Howlin' Wolf, all of these guys that kind of... do some damage to their vocal cords when they sing. So it makes sense how I've turned out. But yeah, I've been playing blues, acoustic blues, since I was quite young.
All right, now let's talk about Chelsea from Old Soul Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know her?
I know them.
Them, yeah.
I've known them for, we figured it out not too long ago, 11 or 12 years. And the next video that we're going to release, which will be released the day after this airs, it starts with one of Chelsea's old songs that I heard them sing when I first met them. It was at Café du Soleil when the open mics used to be kind of the event to go to, you know, and Chelsea helped run that, and was already at that time kind of a commercial drive legend in their own right. And I heard them sing, and that first night, I went up to them and I said, "We're making a record together." And then we made their first EP together called Lionheart that we're remixing this summer, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
But yeah, we recorded their first EP 10 years ago.
Wow.
So they've been one of my best friends for 10 or 11 years.
Awesome. And tell me about the Café Soleil, because I just did an interview there. That was my first time having breakfast. What do you like about the Café Soleil?
Well, it has quite a storied history.
Okay.
In that it was the center of the poetry scene in Vancouver.
Soft kisses, fake embraces, sink into my pores. Cross boundaries across all of my boundaries. Yes, I glide across the floor. City and quiet, won't you look at me? Yeah, green eyes, suddenly. Of this body, but the clever compromises of this heart. Love, she is a wicked temptress. To embrace her is a lifelong sentence. To evade her is a lonesome art. Who of us is brave?
reason packs its baggage to the heart, to tame a craft so cunning that the doing wrenches breast from bones, mind from matter, strength from stone, and scatters them apart. Who of us is brave enough to start?
Open mics there, the poetry open mics and the slams there were pretty important for the poetry scene, but the open mics there were also kind of a way to try out new songs, new singers to come up in the scene and meet older singers who also took part. It wasn't like your normal open mic where most things would probably be, this is radio so I can't swear, but probably be less than agreeable to the ears. There would be really good artists. So every Wednesday or Thursday or whatever it used to be, it was packed every night for the open mics. It was kind of the place to link up. And then after that closed, you'd go to an after hours place or you'd go to the Libra Room. The Commercial Drive used to be more of a music hub than it is now. Even before the pandemic, things were closing down. So Café de was kind of the centerpiece for that, and Chelsea was at the middle of that.
Fantastic. Now, you have a show coming up with Chelsea. Tell us about Floodstock.
Yeah, so Floodstock is happening on December 10th, on Friday. And it is a benefit show for the victims of the BC floods. All of the proceeds are going to the Canadian Red Cross, and their efforts in relief for these specific floods. So it's kind of localized help, and there's 10 bands playing, one of which of course is Old Soul Rebel, which is Chelsea and Lola's group. We're playing, Brass Camel is playing, Bad Magic is playing, Rain City is playing. There's 10 bands, they all sound great. And yeah, it looks to be almost sold out, so whoever doesn't have tickets already, either get them or show up early at the door.
Things
start at 7 p.m.
That's right, at the rickshaw, and it's so close by. Yeah. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Alex, for being on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Hi, I'm Brent Morrison, the host of the Rock and Blues Show, broadcasting 2 hours of the best in rock and blues music every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM. From Albert King to ZZ Top, we delve into almost 90 years of recorded blues music, featuring big guitars, powerful vocals, and driving rhythms. From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, across two oceans and two hemispheres, we play the music that gave birth to almost all modern music. As Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll. I hope you'll tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for a music experience unlike any other.
And are you ready to rock and roll? Because we're heading down to Rollaland. And I just want to apologize in advance because the black light inside Rollaland distorted the microphone, and you'll be hearing a lot of static during this interview. So I hope you can bear with it because these girls are amazing.
Welcome, Lucy and Carla, to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Lucy, but I'm known in the skate community as Lulu Demon.
Lulu Demon.
And I'm Carla, but here they call me Business Time or Busy.
And we're here at the Rollaland building at the PNE. Tell me, when did this come about?
So we've been trying to get into this space for probably about 10 years, maybe. And, you know, this building has been called Rollaland for such a long time, but hasn't had roller skating in it for 40 years. So it's been a dream of ours to be in here, but this all kind of came together actually just in the last year during COVID.
And tell me, when did you start roller skating? Back in the day when you were young?
Oh,
I barely roller skated a couple of times at the local rink when I was little, but I started playing roller derby in 2007, and that's how I got into roller skating, and that's what made us both want to start Roller Skate Club.
Were you also in the derby?
I was, yeah. We were never actually on the same team for like a very long time, but we were very friendly rivals, let's say that.
Awesome. Now we're gonna head down to your feet here, and yours light up.
Yeah, they do. I've got these like fancy wheels that like light up when you skate on them.
And so, how many pairs do you own?
Oh, probably about 5 or 6 right now. The problem is, like, you know, there's so many different things you can do in roller skating. Like, you can play roller derby, you can do skate park, you can do dance, and you know, you might need a different set of wheels for each one.
And let's go check out yours right there. You got some wings on yours.
That's right. They make you fast.
Yes, and how many pairs do you own?
Well, I probably also own about 5 pairs of roller skates, but probably about 10 sets of different wheels, I'm guessing.
Awesome. And there is a place in here that you could buy roller skates?
Yes. Soon, when we fully open up, our friend Roller Girl will be operating her pro shop out of this space. So skaters who want to come and get wheels or some roller skates or some shoelaces or something like that will be able to help themselves right here in Rollerland.
Oh, fantastic. Now I see over there, tell us about this space that looks like, it looks like a skateboard area, but you guys use it for, is it practicing?
Yeah, absolutely. So something that's exploded in the last few years is roller skating in skate parks. So aggressive, like skate park skating. And you know, it was always something that we wanted to do in that community, was to make something that was accessible and was like a place where people could learn. So what we have is, like, we call it like our mini skate park, and it's really just like a couple of ramps and some little elements that are really gentle. So if you've never like been to a skate park before and you want to get started, this is definitely the place where you can come and try and learn and feel supported.
Perfect. And you teach as well, so
yeah,
tell us about that.
Yeah, we teach classes here. So we have classes for all ranges of abilities. We have a lot of return to roller skating people who say, oh, I roller skated, you know, 10, 20, 30 more years ago, and I want to get back into it. And we have people starting for the first time, on through advanced people who are doing the skate park stuff, roller derby things, advanced dance skills. So we teach classes for all abilities.
Oh, perfect. And I see mostly girls here, but do guys come as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We have some great male skaters. We have non-binary skaters. Everybody's welcome at Rolla.
Awesome. And then do children learn as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, during COVID, we actually had to shut down our kids' programs, which was super sad. But we're so excited because they're starting back up in January. We've had loads of inquiries about it. So just know that we're getting those ready. They're going to be up for registration in a couple of weeks. And we'll have kids, youth, teens, all the fun times.
Awesome. All right, now let's talk about your events. Yes, and I see you're all sparkled up today.
That's right. Got the glitter on, got to bling it up.
Yeah. So tell us about your upcoming events.
Yeah, so a lot of people have been asking about when can I come skate and what are the events. So of course you can come and skate in our classes, but if you want to have a night out that's just something a little bit different, every single Saturday night, okay, we have a ticketed event in here. So the late afternoon is for all ages, so we call them sparkle parties, and it's going to be loads of fun, especially for the birthday party or just getting out with your buds. And then in the evening, it's adults only. Themes are different every week, but literally every Saturday of the year, we're going to be in here having an amazing party with this sound system and this lighting system that we've just been putting up in the rafters here. It's going to be epic.
Awesome. Are there any cool costumes that you notice people were wearing in the past?
Oh, I mean, people love the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, because we've been doing these events pop up in like the shipyards and in Robson Square for the last 3 years, and people love to dress up. We just had a Halloween party that was like amazing. Oh, there were so many great outfits. I mean, there was some Squid Game outfits, of course.
Sure,
you know, and then like definitely some under the sea. I mean, people go big with like papier-mâché and stuff like that, like building amazing outfits.
Yeah. We did an out of this world theme, and so people were all kinds of like rocket pack boosters on their backs and light up things and like aliens and stuff. Yeah, people get really, really creative.
Okay, so December 18th, you got still, there's some tickets left for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been so exciting. You know, like, we've been building this community for the last 3 years, but there's been a roller skating community here for a long time. And I think people are just so excited to have a place indoors that's dry, that's reliable, you know, that they can skate in. So, you know, like, all of our events for December have, like, the tickets have sold so quickly. So the only event that we have tickets left for is the December 18th adult event. But we're about to release our New Year's Eve and our all of our January events on Monday, December 6th.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So where can people follow you? What's your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Rolla Skate Club. So R-O-L-L-A. Gotta get the A on there, and then Skate Club, and you know, you'll find us on our website, you'll find us on Instagram, you'll find us on Facebook. Just come and follow along with the journey.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Woo! Woo!
Drive a 64, now I drive a 69. Burning gas, built the last, bleeding, loving all the time. No direction, no money, dude, it was the only plan. Rolling down the highway in that Volkswagen van. High maintenance, hit me. For the day, learn to live my life that way. Bleeding knuckles from the wrench, filling the oil, checking the gas, elbows on the wheel, smile on my face. It's a slow climb up to a higher place. High maintenance, hit me.
And that was Hippie by Super Distorter. They'll be playing with Dealer's Choice and Lou Danger and the Thrills December 11th, Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Captain Cabins Pub if you're in the Mission area. All right, now let's take a deep breath because we're going to slow it down and relax because we're going to get to our final interview with Victor after this soothing Filipino song by the Vancouver Youth Choir.
Ang pagal ng maghapon, Katulad ng wakas na taguwalan, maghihay hatid ang ngayon sa kanyang muli.
Victor to the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Hi.
Please introduce yourself.
Okay, I am Victor Burke, and I do marketing and communications for the Vancouver Youth Choir.
Oh, perfect. And you're an SFU student. What do you study?
I'm studying psychology in my fourth year with a minor in philosophy.
And it's the first, this is a pre-recorded show on Monday, and it's our first day of snow. How'd you get here on time?
I left extremely early, and I still almost didn't make it. I was not in a rush for snow this season, but it's the last day for me, so I'll survive.
Yeah, and also, from years past, have you ever gotten stuck on the bus?
I've gotten stuck on the bus, I've been stuck waiting for the bus. Fourth year SFU student, it's like an occupational hazard.
All right, now you're involved with the Vancouver Youth Choir. How did you get involved?
Oh my goodness, there's such a long series of events. I was in a bunch of other choirs in high school and then even after high school, and eventually I ended up with VYC, and I've been with them, this is my fourth year now.
And I noticed there's like a lot of kids that's like in different age ranges. Do they have to audition, or how do they get in touch with someone there?
So it depends on the actual age of the kid auditioning, or maybe how familiar they are with music, how literate they are. We have different choirs of age ranges from 5 to 24, and most of our groups are non-auditioned except for our senior ensemble.
Oh, perfect. And how young do they start?
Okay, so we have VYC Tiny, which is the kindergarten to grade 2 kids, and they're starting age 5, maybe age 7 up to, and then they go kids. We have a VYC Treble Choir, which is for the higher voices, including maybe kids whose voices haven't dropped yet. And then we have VYC Junior and Voices, and then VYC Senior, sort of the Vancouver Youth Choir.
And what department are you involved with?
So I started out with VYC as just a singer in the senior choir, and as of 3 years ago now, I've also been doing their social media and marketing. So it's kind of nice I get to work for the organization I sang in before.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, and you have an event coming up.
We do. So we have our annual concert at the holiday season. It's this Saturday at the Chan Center, December 11th. We have a matinee and an evening show. The evening show sold out in 24 hours. People are excited, I guess, because it's been, 20 months since our last concert? So it's really nice. We only have a couple left for our matinee.
And where can they get tickets?
So they can get them through our website, Vancouver Youth Choir website, and that just links them to the Chan Center page. The Chan Center is located at UBC.
And then also I noticed, like, during COVID times, they're just all spread out when you practice, or they all have to wear masks? What's the deal?
So at first, throughout COVID, our rehearsals were based outdoors. We were actually in a parking lot, one of those huge tower parkades at UBC, and that was challenging. It wasn't quite the same experience, of course, but as of this September, we were finally able to move back indoors, and we stand and sit apart with masks on while rehearsing, but it's so much better to be indoors, and it feels like we're getting to that same level as we used to be again.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you for having me.
Wham Bam!
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
I want to thank all of my guests for participating, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi. I'll be attending my first Christmas party tonight, and I'm super excited about that, and I hope everyone is getting into the Christmas spirit wherever you may be. Let's end with Silent Night. Here's the Vancouver Youth Choir. Good night.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham bam, East Band.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances. Who are you?
We're Strange Breed from Vancouver!
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Honestly, yeah, I think like the Vancouver music scene has so much talent, and more people should utilize the resources that we have in Canada, because not most, like the U.S. doesn't have anything like Factor or Creative BC, like kind of things, you know. Lucky.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.